Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This has got, been doing this show for a year and a half, and this has got to be the biggest show I think I've ever had. We have both number one teams in the country right now who are tied. We have Tim from True Bud Barbecue calling in, and Donnie from Warren County Pork Choppers calling in. Plus, you have yours truly, who's number three in the country right now. So you have the number one, and the number three team in the country on the same radio show. We also have Big Papa Smoker, Sterling Ball himself is going to call in. We just got a great show, a phenomenal year for all the teams mentioned. And, you know, we can't say enough about what we got going on tonight. First of all, let's thank my sponsors, Royal Oak Charcoal, Big Daddy's Bar and Grill, Southern Q Smokers. I'm telling you, people, they make one hell of a pit. You can't, it's tough to beat them. We've got Springer Mountain Farms on board, Butcher Barbecue, David Bosco, great guy, great product, religiously use his product. We've got Wiki Q, Jeff Campbell, great sauces and rubs there. Got Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills here out in Augusta, Georgia. Probably going to be picking up a new sponsor, a barbecue superstore, Rich Parker up there and everything. Hopefully they'll be coming on board. One of Donnie's from Warren County Pork Choppers, his big sponsor. And I also want to give a shout-out to my Cupine Nation out there. Been off the air for a little while. We've taken vacation and just getting our batteries recharged and everything, getting ready for the last competition of the season. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to my brothers in Cupine Nation. And so anyway, I hope everybody had a great turkey day. They're over to Turkey Coma, and they're ready to rock and roll as we are. We finished up in the Shelby Reserve Grand Champion. We moved into third in the country. After winning Charleston a couple weeks ago. So things are shaping up for the Killer Bees. We've had a phenomenal year. Don't know if we'll ever repeat it, but I'll tell you what, you know, people say when you ride the wave, you need to ride it. Lord, it's been a long year, but we have ridden our wave. I think we've only done about 26 to 27 KCBS events this year, and the bee we're at doing that few compared to some of the other teams is – pretty phenomenal. I'm going to say it's pretty phenomenal for us anyway. Met a lot of great people this year and had a great time. You know, the barbecue family lives throughout the whole nation, and it's just great to meet new people from around this great nation and everything. And there's probably no greater one than Sterling Ball from Big Papa Smokers. He's done a lot for charities. He's, you know, they're an awesome team in their own right. And, you know, they won the American Royale and everything. And, I mean, puts on a great event coming up. He's going to talk to us about it. And, you know, we're going to, without further ado, we're going to take the first caller here. I think it's Sterling Sharp, Sterling Ball. Sterling,
oh,
how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy.
I'm great. Have you recovered from your vacations?
Yeah, we had a good time down there. It was a battery recharging retreat, I guess is what we're I'm calling it. Go ahead.
Well, we invited you to King of the Smokers, and I was sorry that you couldn't make it, but after I saw those pictures of you sitting on the beach, I was kind of relieved.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't know how we you just don't know what kind of stress you gave us on vacation, because that's to me, you know, we've had our cake this year and we ate it too with extra icing, and with that would have been the cherry on top. And, you know, I was talking over with Jan and the other people that are down there with us are another competing team. I mean, that shows you how strong we are. They live up in North Carolina, and they're like, you've got to go do it. You've got to. And, you know, we called a lot of people, and, you know, we did not take this decision very lightly, and it is probably a once-in-a-lifetime deal for us, but we just, you know, as a competitor like yourself and everything, you want to go and, you know, you go to win. And I just
Let me tell you something. I really respected you for staying true to a commitment you had with the promoter, because especially, you know, you guys are as hot as anybody on the circuit. You just, you know, you had, you know, what, 10 GCs and the Sams. I mean, a great season. And I think, you know, promoters really – they really want you to come to their event, and to better offer them, I think you did the right thing. I mean, selfishly, I would have liked it, but I really respected the choice you made.
Well, selfishly, I'd love to be out there. I mean, you just, it's just, you really don't know how much we talked about, discussed it with other people, and, you know, I'm telling you, Sterling, you know, from the pitchers and from talking to other teams that's been out there, Darren and Tuffy and Rod and all those guys, and, you know, even you know, I spent a good bit of time with Dan Hickson, and he's like, if there's one event we're going to do that one every year. You know, he said that. I mean, that was bar none. And just, it was really tough. I mean, I'm still debating whether we made the right decision or not. I mean, like I said, it's a once in a lifetime for us anyway to get out there and do something like that and compete against those guys.
No, I don't think keep cooking how you're cooking, Jim. It's, you know, you guys are really hit your stride and doing a great job. I got to tell you, the difference between this year and last year is so much better. Because last year, you know, I had an idea to create a contest that was really based on the fact that I think, from my experience cooking KCBS for 3 or 4 years now, I don't think we treat the fans as good as we can, and I don't think we put on a good enough show. And a lot of it is because we let fans in, you know, while we're trying to make our boxes. And so the King of the Smokers was a chance for me to bring the best together to actually make managing their fire important, and the wood being an important part of their flavor profile. It was treating them like kings, but with the promise that at 1:30 when I let the fans in, that they would give everything back to the fans. And so, you know, you had people last year like Tuffy giving a class. He'd never given a class before. We have such a great schedule of people teaching. But last year I got nothing but crap on the internet. I had so many cheap shots, so many mean and angry comments. And then when the reviews came in from the teams were there, it sort of – that stuff died down, and I think This year I didn't get any out of it, and it was really, it was a lot more fun to put on the event.
Well, I know some people were saying, well, why didn't I get an invite and all this other stuff? And I mean, you know, as you know, like us, making a decision not to come out is one of the hardest things to do. That's got to be hard as far as your part. Who do you want to invite? And, you know,
you want to know what my, you want to know what my criteria is? Not the top 24 KCBS.
Right.
First of all, I love KCBS. I respect KCBS, but there's more to barbecue than KCBS. And, you know, we've got Rob from FBA. We've got Mark Lambert from NBM. We've got JD and Rana from Wine Country up in Seattle that nobody ever hears about. They just keep winning Team of the Year up there. You know, I like to have legends. I got Mike Mills and Jamie Gear. You know, last year I had Johnny. If it went just, I think this year I'm really happy to have, you know, Podge Chad from Moonswiners, because here's a guy who, since he started cooking, gets a GC every 3.9 contest he's entered, but he doesn't cook 40 contests a year. So
right. It's
an invitational, and chemistry does play part of it, but I think, you know, everybody would put together a different 24. You know, the fact is I'm putting together the 24 I like, and it's different every year.
Well, you know, with what you're doing too, you got to look at personalities, you know, how they're going to complement the event also, because like you said, it's not just top 24 teams, because some of them can be sticks in the mud. They're great guys, great people that just don't have a whole lot of presence around the crowd, or, you know, the so-called charisma.
Well, the crowd,
you know,
is infectious.
But just as a side note, you know, we're the Southern Barbecue Network Team of the Year 2 years in a row. Just to let you know for next year.
Wait a minute. Is this about you, Jim?
It's got to be a little bit. I mean, I'm
going
to
I like that.
Up,
well, it got you an invite, my friend.
I know I did.
You know,
and
what an exciting season we have here.
Oh, man. You know, both of them going to be on the show later on. Tim's coming on in about 20 minutes, and Donnie's going to come on in about 45 minutes to 50 minutes. And, you know, I met Tim.
So I get to open up for those guys.
You sure do. I'm putting you up front because, like I said, I think what you do after talking to Dan and Tim and Darren and a couple of other guys when I was at Sam's Club, Dan, I tell you what, shed the most light on everything about everything you do. And then Rub. You know, me and Rob are big buddies. We just started hanging out really this year because he was cooking more KCBS this year. And you couldn't have found another better team to be on your elite team. I'm telling you what, he's a great guy, and we love
him.
He's
my new best friend.
He is a great guy. You know, you cannot help but love that man. I'm telling you,
he's great.
You want to talk infectious? That's what he is.
You know,
we're gonna raise
over $200,000 too for pediatric kidney disease, and then also a significant chunk is going to Operation Barbecue Relief.
And I'm a big fan of Barbecue Relief. It's a great organization. It all goes back towards helping people in disaster areas, and you know, and that's the big reason
I got to go back to Oklahoma, and we sent a couple of our rigs back there, and I went back because I wanted to see what it's like, because I want to see how they behave, I want to see what kind of food they serve, I want to see what they do with the money, and I was absolutely blown away. The first thing you got to realize is these guys are sleeping outside, sleeping in inclement weather. They're doing thousands of meals a day, and I tasted the food, and it's really, I mean, the greatest thing is they're serving these people who've lost their house. Not just a barbecue sandwich, but a great one. And
then
the food is good. So I wish I could have stayed longer. My schedule's crazy because, you know, I'm in the music business too. I make guitar products and guitars and sell them all over the world. And trying to fit barbecue in, I start at 5 in the morning and I finish at 9:30 every night. So I can only give them 2 days, but I'm going to try and give them some exposure and some money, and actually Will and Stan will be actually cooking and serving meat seasoned by the different teams there as the official vendor at King of the Smokers, and then they'll get 100% of those proceeds, and then I'm going to write a matching donation to that.
I mean, that's phenomenal. Like I said, Dan was going over it at the fans club, and you know, we talked before awards and everything. So I wanted to make a point on, you know, I want to find out a little bit more about the, you know, BPS Elite team and what's all that. You know, Tim and Darren were going over, you know, the money that you donate in their name to their charities and stuff like that. And I mean, just
well,
what you
I
do overall.
That?
Yeah,
Well, it's worked out to be a wonderful thing on many levels. In the end, it is a marketing exercise in trying to show that great teams use BPS products. I got to realize I came from nowhere, a California rub company making inroads on KCBS. I feel very honored. But I picked teams that use our stuff that had certain qualities as people and as cooks. And the funny thing is, I think people think that I'm paying them or they're getting some. Nothing. They get T-shirts. They get an Easy Up and sweatshirts and some rub. And what they're competing for is the ability to donate to a local children's charity in their name.
And that's great.
So,
I mean, that's...
Look, we're going to buy soccer balls. We're probably going to buy glasses. We're going to buy books. We're going to do a lot of things for kids in that market. Now, the other benefit was the Elite team is really a team. And I think that's the thing that Darren said on Facebook after. He says he's never been involved in a team like this. And, I mean, the guys are there to pick you up when you need it, maybe knock you down when you need it, sharing tips, techniques, and sounding boards. And it really is worked out that way, and it's been just phenomenal.
Well, like I said, I was talking with these guys to find out a little more about it because, you know, I think you've got about 8 or 10. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere in that vicinity. And,
12.
You know, like I said, I saw most of them at the Sam's Club. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm like, good Lord. That's a big-ass, that's a big daggum organization you got there, guys. Come on, you know. You're picking on little guys now. But, you know, like I said, Dan and Tim and Darren explained a little bit more about it. and they said, you know, they have this competition now, so who wins money? So we don't. He said it's all donated to different charities and stuff, and right then and there, I mean.
Well, I think they're pretty good ambassadors. They might have given a cook there some of my rubs. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they one of them did, and I think it was at the Jack Daniels. And you know, like I said, I've tried the steak rub, and I think I told you this time. I'm gonna let everybody know. And I found out a few other things too. You know, I got some buddies around here that's been holding back on me on your rubs. there's some people I compete against, and I'm like, you know, Tim told me, you know, he didn't tell me in the exact application, but he gave me, you know, he came up with about 7 or 8 different rubs, and went to the trailer and bought the 2 of them in a grill standing out there, and sitting down, and so Tim said, he said, come here, I want to tell you about these. I said, okay. So he came to my trailer and he went through the whole thing, and first thing came out, Bob goes, what did he tell you, what do you use this, what do you use that? But you know, Tim was showing me a rub. He goes, now this is really good on ribs. That's really, he looked at me and goes, really good on ribs. Okay, gotcha. And
I gotta thank all the guys, and Tim and Boyd. I mean, amazing. Christy, 16 GCs. I mean,
that's phenomenal.
It's just crazy, and I've got to really thank them. And we've, you know, we had a really interesting season. We did a lot of talking throughout the season, and it's been fun, kind of vicariously going around it. You know, I met Darren last year on the podium of the Royal because he was RGC in the Invitational. I got lucky enough to be to sneak that one out, and so I called Darren for a year RGC. That was his nickname, and now I was sitting next to him when he got the Open, and you know, to be part of that, the Open, and you know, Scott Nelson. I have to say, Scott Nelson of Pigskin, and before that, Swine Assassins, or what put us on the map from rubs. He's the first guy to try them, and he became an advocate and an ambassador, and always be appreciative of what Scott has done for us. And
well,
he's
a
great
coach. I've had a lot of teams from the Midwest, and it's kind of hard to connect unless I go through. Like, I was lucky enough to get Tim on through somebody else I knew, and then he's given me a couple other names and stuff. Darren's been on here, and I try every week to try to get somebody new, and I always try to pull somebody from out west, come on the show, because that broadens our not only our air band, but also broadens the airwaves, it brings the whole country start instead of me just staying in the Southeast and doing all highlight these teams. I try to get all the teams throughout the whole nation. I've had Mo Kayson on here. I've had Mike Davis on here several times, Kelly Wirt, David from Richard Barbecue. All these guys have been on my show, and, one leads into another, and I've tried to get some more on here. Jason from, I think, GQ Barbecue. They've all been on. Great guys. I mean, I saw a lot of them at the Sam's Club. First time I met Jason was at Sam's Club after we won the grand, and he came over. One of the first people to come up to congratulate me was, after Rub hugging the hell out of me, was Tim from True Bud. He was standing there. If you look at the pictures from Sam's Club, Tim's standing in the background to, shake my hand and everything. So that really, when somebody like that happens, it just makes, I'm going to say it, but it makes you feel warm and fuzzy all over when, other teams come
up. Well, when I won the Royal, I looked up and, we were on season two of Pitmasters. We just started with Johnny Trigg. And Johnny and Trish adopted us. Okay, I've since done classes with them. I consider him a dear friend, but Johnny took us under his wing. Some reason he liked me and he liked the boys, that worked with me and that were on the team at the time. And I looked up, and Johnny's standing right in front of me. Of course, I was sitting with him. I don't go to awards. I'm sort of out here famous for that. I'm usually home by the time awards are. But Johnny makes me go to awards. And he grabbed me by the collar at the Royal and says, "You're not staying in your trailer. You're going to awards." And I'm glad he did, because I would have not had the chance to put that crown on the stage. But I only go to awards if Johnny's there. And the people out west know that. Too. I mean, I'm on to the next thing once the last turn in. So it was pretty funny. I looked up and there's Harry Sue filming me. And Harry is controversial outside of California, and it's unfortunate because Harry Sue is really a great ambassador for barbecue and is very supportive and helpful to everybody out here in California, and he's very well liked. But I'll also say California barbecue, I think, gets sort of a bad rap, and I think we're better. We may not be as good as we think we are, but I think we're better than the rest of the country thinks we are. And you're seeing teams like Left Coast, with 8 GCs and 5 of them 300 pointers. There's some really good teams, Simply Marvelous out here, Jerry Aguilar, Vernon Luton. There's some great, great teams.
Yeah, we've had Sterling Smith, that thing, Luke Booty, he was on.
Oh, yeah. I call him.
Yeah, the other Sterling, yeah. He was on here a little while ago. And I tried to get Left Coast Q on here. I was trying to get in touch with them at one particular time. And, we've got so
Listen,
many.
Listen, you can get Matt Dalton. All you do is scratch him behind the ear, and he'll come. No, Matt's a big teddy bear. A lot of people misread Matt sometimes on the internet because maybe some of the stands.
Hello? You there? Sterling, you there? Hello?
Jim.
Yes.
It's Tim. I don't know where Sterling went. Yeah.
I think I lost him. I got him. Hang on. I'm bringing him back on.
All right.
Hey, Sterling. Sterling. Hello. Tim, I don't know if he can hear me or not.
I can hear you.
Signal. Yeah. He's trying to call back in again. So how's it going, Timbo?
Oh, doing good, buddy.
I know it's
hell of an opening act there.
Yeah, I like to get little guys on
any
the
more?
Bus, right? Now, I can hear you now, Sterling.
Hey,
Sterling.
Hey, Tim, you getting ready for this weekend?
Yep, I'll be ready. I got Tim on the other line. He I switched over to him when I lost you.
Should we both talk to him for a second, and then I'll get out of here?
Oh yes. I mean, you've got all the time in the world, Sterling. I mean, you know,
Tim on. Can we both be on at the same time?
He's listening to you right now.
How are we doing, guys?
God, we're great. Tim, we're going to have the golf tournament without you out here.
I know. I don't even want to talk about it. I told Jim it's a hell of an opening act he had, so I'll do my best to fill in. But great job. But,
Tim,
I know.
I saw the Messermeister Elite steak knife set with TrueBud engraved on him today.
Really?
Well, yeah, you'll still get him.
You might have to hang on to that, Sterling. Keep that until January or something. Hook me up or something.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little party at the banquet.
That's true. I'm ready.
I think I have four or five tables.
Oh, we'll be there.
I just wanted to, just before Sterling gets off the line, I wanted to say something about that charity that you guys were talking about. But, coming from a team angle, you don't know how proud these teams are of, cooking for something like that. I mean, just the anticipation and just being able to deliver something like that to kids. We've got a charity here in Kansas City that we're looking at. It's called the Dream Factory. It provides, the money goes to terminal ill children. So, it's kind of like make a wish come true. And, through Sterling, being able to do something like this, who's got TrueBud in this charity now, and we're going to be cooking for the board of directors in a couple weeks. We're doing their Christmas party. That's just something we're donating on the side. So, we are ecstatic and couldn't be more thankful to be part of what Big Papa Smokers is doing for kids across the country. So that's just my two cents from the team perspective, but it is something – it just makes chills go through your body. We are just ecstatic about being a part of it.
Well, we're going to be – thank you. Tim, thank you so much. It's you just try and do what you can do, and one thing about barbecue, it's all a cliche, is the people involved. I mean, I met so many great people, and I think everybody likes to try and do something right. Sometimes you might help steer them in a direction or something, but the elite team's been fun, don't you think?
Absolutely, and you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's definitely like a family. You know, I don't know how many times Sterling set me straight through the season of, those 16 wins, but, it is ups and downs. And you know how barbecue is. It's just kind of like, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And being able to take criticism and take a seat back and just look at yourself and try to find the right thing to do the right thing. And,
there's praise, too. There's praise, too.
Oh, no, I'm saying, yeah, absolutely. There's absolutely been praise, too. But it's both, best of both worlds, and it's been awesome. It definitely has been. It's been a great time, great year.
Well, it's like Sterling was saying earlier, y'all are really an elite team because you've got several team members that, are out there that you compete against every so often, and, they're there to pick you up or, like, service them, maybe
absolutely.
Throw you on the bus every now and then. And, I mean, I think that's great. We have friends, with Southern Q is kind of a small team, because we use the same smokers. We're really trying to help Scott from QS2 and Bruin and all those guys out to get their smokers across the country. But, from my standpoint, I'll put my two cents worth in right here, as everybody knows I will. And, I've been doing this for 3 years. And, we've come a long way in 3 years, and we have never been, bloated out of reality. And it's other teams that kind of bring you back in and make you realize, it's probably about 80% fun for us, 20% competing, 80% fun, whereas you meet new people. You have new experiences. You do your potluck dinners. It's all about family. Now, I've never been a part of an organization where you compete against somebody. I mean, you're friends all the way through the competition. And then the charity aspect with OBR, all that Sterling's doing, there's several other little things going on throughout the barbecue community. I know that we, don't even know about some of them. But these are the highlights of the barbecue career for me, is just seeing how much more the barbecue teams give back to community. It's just it blows me away. It's phenomenal. And
the Casey Lee Ball Foundation is the main beneficiary. Let me give you a little background. It's my youngest son, who at 2 years old was diagnosed with the cancer, malignant tumors in both kidneys. And what he ended up having was worse, and he had 8 operations by the time he was 6, including getting my right kidney. And at the time, I told the doctors, because he died twice and they brought him back, I said, listen, a lot of guys say this, but I'm going to raise money for you as long as I live. And I started with a golf tournament with Eddie Van Halen. I had a golf tournament for 17 years that was the top tournament. We raised $7.5 million, and we supported kidney research at UCLA, Seattle Children's, Texas Children's, Cincinnati Children's, University of Alabama, Birmingham, and we've continued to do that. And now we're using barbecue as one of our ways, vehicles. And like I said, we're going to be underwriting research at Seattle Children's, UCLA, and Cincinnati Children's out of this year's King of the Smokers.
Wow.
And just so you know, that 100% of money that's donated is donated. There's no, in my foundation, there's no overhead, no salaries, no administrative expense. That's all underwritten by my family. So it's. I know I don't really like talking about it, but I want people to understand that it is a true charity and that we really have done a lot to save kids' lives over the last 17 years.
Well, Sterling, as nobody else told you, I mean, you can pat yourself on the back. That's just phenomenal. I mean, if I was there, I'd pat you on the back and give you a big old hug, because that's what all this is
about. I'd settle for a check.
We can do that, too. We'll definitely donate.
Jim, that was a joke. Don't worry. Hey, let's talk about Tim this weekend.
Yeah, he's I think I might have to get next to him. You know, I texted him earlier to see when he was coming in and all this other stuff. And, I think he needs a familiar face around, or semi-familiar anyway. And, we kind of told him, so I'm going to talk to the organizer about getting next to you and everything. He goes, good, I might need somebody to show me what my site is and all that. I don't know if you saw my last text. I said, you want me to unload you and cook for you too?
I'm ready for this weekend, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So, we're long ways from home, but we're excited and we're ready to cook.
How many miles have you traveled this year?
What's that?
How many miles did you travel this year, you think?
Well, I have no idea, but I know the trailer was brand new in April and it's ready for a new set of tires. So it's been a few miles. But we've been in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Tennessee, Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, Arizona, Arkansas. It's we've been around, I guess. We haven't made it to California, but.
Well, you could have.
That's still on our list. That's still on our checklist.
I have a feeling next year I might have two guys that I'm on the phone with there,
Well, that's what
I hope
so. Hey, I'm in that same boat, Tim. Tim called me down. Well, I called him down there and texted him, told me to call me down to Mexico and wanted to find out a little bit more about King of the Smoker and everything, Sterling. And he made the decision even harder than what I already thought it was going to be. And, it's I'm telling you, dude, I'm still, iffy. I'm like, did I make the right decision or not? But, if we can get a first or second of ribs, we'll be right behind Tim and Truth in ribs in the country. We're, we're sitting at 6. We're only like 30 points out of, we're 25 points out of second place in ribs. And I told my wife, I'd like to try at least do good in ribs. And We get a first.
How many weeks did you cook?
I've only cooked 26 contests this year.
That's impressive. 20. I did 22.
Yeah, I think
the best
did,
I can muster is 7 to pork.
We won 9 grands in KCS this year. And so we're better than, and we've actually reserved 5. So in over half the contests, we've either reserved or granted them. And the other familiar.
Tim, you're pretty close to that, aren't you?
What's that? Pretty.
Your batting average is pretty close to that, isn't it?
It's pretty close to that. I mean, it's 16 wins and 6 reserve grand champions, so 22 out of 30. I think I got 35 or 36 non-invite contests. So
he's got as many grands and reserve grands as I do competitions. but we've actually had a phenomenal year, and to this date, I'm going to knock on wood again. I got one more left. Sterling, nobody knows this, but we have not finished out of the top 10 in any contest this year. And
well, that's
overall,
no fun. I've tanked a couple of times real good. Of course, I always blame the table of death. It's never me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, you do have a table of death. We had one in Nashville, and a couple of us eat through, but it knocked Donnie out and a couple of other good teams out. But, it's all
Tim,
part
many,
of it. Everybody knows
yep.
it. So what?
How many 180s do you have, Tim, this year?
I think I have 4 this year.
Sure it's not 3?
It might be. 3 or 4.
They all start running together.
How about you? How about you, Jim?
I've got 1 180 and I've got 2 700s. But 1 700 was in the national championship, so I'm going to take that to my grave.
That's a good place to have one.
How many do you have, Tim?
I have 5.
How many 700s?
5.
This year?
Yeah.
This year, well, I'm down. I'm with Jim. I only have 2.
Yeah, we're saying it like it's a bad thing, only 2. But, it's been a phenomenal. I mean, there's a lot of really big things happening in barbecue this year with it. You know, of course, right now, 2 teams tied going into last contest. Of course, us winning the national championship. And, with how many 700s and 180s has been going on this year, Tim winning 16 grands this year. I mean, it's just, I don't know what the record is in grands. I thought it was like 13, but, if that's not a record, I don't know what it is.
QL had 12. I think that was the record.
And, that's just phenomenal. I mean, it doesn't matter where you cook in the country, you know. We've cooked in Arkansas, did very well there, and we cook around our home state, do very well. But I'm going to be honest with you, Tim, up there around that Atlanta area, it's a whole different beast. That area right in there is usually high scoring, and it's a whole different animal than any other area in the country. I don't know why.
It's the highest, highest scoring region in the country.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, last year, one of the teams got a 702 and finished second, behind Bubba with a 704, 705. I mean, you got teams competing for the Georgia Barbecue Championship Series, which is a series of, I think it's about 15 contests in Georgia. And, they take your high scores and, do it kind of like KCF. In this case, they take your scores. They take your top 5 scores. Well, we've only done 6 of those 14 or 15 they've already done because we're all doing North Carolina series and stuff. And we're like 3rd in chicken, 3rd in ribs, 3rd in pork, 3rd overall, and we're like 9th or 10th in brisket. And most of these other guys have done 10, 12, 13 contests. And I'm like, and they're going by scores, not placings. It was placings. I mean, I had 3 grands in Georgia. I've had several firsts in chicken and stuff in Georgia and all this other stuff. But, that area up around Atlanta, they're going to do better because they have higher scoring up there. So hopefully next year they'll change it to placings and kind of like KCBS does and do it that route. But, it is what it is. We've done very well. I mean, if I have a good showing up there, I can move up to first in chicken, first in ribs. At the blink of a hat, blink of an eye. I mean, it's just that close. So So we're very pleased to be where we're at and there also. And but I mean, there's a lot of great teams going to be up. I think I read today they've got 70 teams up there now, Tim.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, we talked about this, you know, when was it? In November, at the beginning of November. Because you were heading out to King of the Smoker, and you said, well, they've only got like 40 teams. And now they got 52 right now. You're like, what? I mean, you're just, the decibels of your voice just dropped. What? Are you serious? I said, yeah.
Right.
And I told you, as it got closer, they pile on some teams at the end. And
yep.
I didn't realize it'd be 70, but I think a lot of these teams are wanting to see the team of the year race. You know, a lot of teams are vying for Georgia Barbecue Championship Series points, plus the team of the year race. I mean, it's just, it's going to be a shootout, and I'm glad I'm going to be up there to watch it all unfold and see how it goes. And you and Donnie are both friends of mine. Y'all both great people, and you know, like I said, I don't know who else. I know Mo Kayson's coming from somewhere. I think he's going to be there. And but I don't know how many Midwest teams are going to be there. I don't know if there's going to be very many or not. But it's definitely going to be a shootout. Now, I have not been to this contest, but they say it's a really good campground to pull through so you don't have to back up any of them or whatever. And so hopefully I'll be up there in the mix with you and Donnie. And, you know, certainly I was asking Tim earlier, you know, with them both being tied at first, that makes me number two in the country, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just thinking about all those 780s and 16 and RGCs and your batting average. You've set so many records this year, and you and Boyd. And how many guys are on the True Bud team now?
How many what?
And I know it's generally, well, I see there's a lot of guys in those pictures every once in a while. But I know it's
right.
You, Boyd, and Christy pretty much, right?
Right, pretty much.
There's
five of us on the team.
Yeah, Travis.
You don't want to mess with those guys either.
Yeah, I bring in heavy reinforcements sometimes just to, you know, to keep me safe and protected.
Did you see Tippy's picture yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Now, yeah. Sullen, I'll admit, you know, he came into Jack Daniels all poker face and everything, and I broke him down a little bit. I definitely had Boyd and Travis going. No,
yeah,
Jim
got to meet the whole crew down there, and he got to meet the whole crew and the Jack.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to meet them all. I'm going to meet them all at the banquet.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, they're great guys. They really are. Boyd and Travis. I mean, of course, they give Travis a lot of hell, but you know, Boyd, he comes over in the morning with Bloody Marys for Jan. He's wearing these tennis shoes, and I mean, they'd wake the walking dead. I mean, I think he's got a bright lime pair and a bright orange pair. And
they're not so bright anymore, Jim. They got some grease stains on them.
Yeah,
well, something had to binge them up a little bit. You probably did that on purpose, but
yeah.
No, it was funny because they got this little dog, and I mean, we went up the window and. And Tim goes, he doesn't really like people a whole lot. And I just got through doing something with some meat, and I had some juice on my finger. And Chrissy opened the door, and the little dog came out the edge. Just, I'd be careful of him. And I put my hand out there, and he's licking my finger. She goes, he's never done that before. He must really love you. And then after she picked him up and pet him a few times, I said, well, I probably have some meat flavoring on my finger. And she goes, oh, okay. I said, you know, you got to get a pork chop to get the dog to play with you. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But, we had a great time up there. We've had a great time competing. And like I said, it's, you know, just meeting you guys out on the trail. I mean, you know, we never thought in a million years that in 3 years we'd done what we've done. And, you know, I know Tim didn't expect to go out and win, you know, 16 GTs this year. And,
Tim. I think you did, didn't you?
Oh, well, actually, it was 17, Sterling. So the year's not over yet.
Oh.
Yeah,
17 GTs.
I talked to Tim at the beginning of the season, and I think he was planning on winning as many as he could.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm thankful he left a couple, at least one big one for me, you know. But
hey, guys,
you know, I'm thankful he left.
I have to leave you. But, Jim, thanks for having me. And, Tim, thanks for the nice words and thanks for representing us. And good luck. And we'll try and have fun without you, okay?
Absolutely. I'm sure you will.
Well, Sterling, tell people how they can get it. Sterling,
go to www.kingofthesmoker.com and check it out. It's pretty fun, and we'll be posting there the results for people who want to see it. I think that there's going to be more people checking the results of Georgia, but we'll be the second most watched show that day.
Definitely. Now, and, how can people get your?
Oh, www.bigpapa.com, and you order $40 and we pay the freight. So, and
that's great.
A price matching guarantee. And right now, our Cyber Monday deal is the West Coast offense, which is the Simply Marvelous and Big Papa rubs, and we throw in a T-shirt.
Well, I'm going to be picking Tim's brain a little bit this week, and he gave me a bunch of rubs, and you're going to probably be getting an order from me probably in December or so when I start doing my practice runs. And
all right, cool.
Grandbaby
needs shoes, so that'll be perfect.
Hopefully a Christmas present, right? So hurry up.
Yeah, I've already done that. Sterling. Hey, guys, thank you, and again, congratulations, Tim.
Thanks, Sterling. See you soon.
Hey, thanks, Sterling. Great.
Take the rest of the day off. I'll see you guys.
All right, thanks, Sterling, and great job on all your charities and everything. We're really pleased to have him finally on the show and talk about all the charities that they do work for. Tim's got a few they're doing stuff for, and, you know, so how you feeling about this weekend, Tim? I mean, you're coming into the Lions Den, I guess, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's not, if I had to pick a place to go cook, it wouldn't be Georgia, but, you know, we're just going to. We're going to go, you know, I'd much rather see it be in Kansas City or somewhere. But, you know, that is what it is. We're going to go to Georgia. We're going to go there prepared. And, you know, we're going to give it our best. So, I mean, that's what we do every week, whether it's Florida, Georgia, Colorado, or, you know, Minnesota. It's just we want to do what we can, the best way, and that's what we're going to go in and do. So hopefully, you know, we – judges like what we turn in. So it's, you know, it's up to the, you know, if I can have a good enough cook that I'm happy with it, then it's, you know, it's up to those guys at that point.
Yep. You know, we always say it's always good to you get to the table. But, you know, there's been several, you know, Kansas teams and Midwest teams that's done very well in Georgia. I mean, with Munch and Hawes at Hilton and Durant's done really well around here. So, you know, it's not like it's that far of a flavor profile. You know, there's several of us that are Rod Gray graduates that's taken his recipes and tweaked them a little bit, not much, I can tell you that. And they've done very well for, you know, several teams out there. And so, you know, it's you know, and I'm sure you do the same thing that he did, and he preached to us, you know, you don't have to win first and everything, but you need to be consistent. Consistency wins the game. And,
absolutely.
You know, if you look at our record, you know, we don't have an awful lot of firsts compared to what we've won, but we got an ass load of top fives, and, you know, that's what pays off. And, you know, we're there. We see the big picture. A lot of people say, well, you know, I got to win chicken. You know, we're not all about one category. We try to cook it all really, really good and, you know, just try to impress the judges overall, which y'all have done very well this year. And
you made a comment earlier about you got a chance to move in the first in chicken. That sent a little shiver through my backbone. But is that a true statement?
No, I can move into the top 10 in chicken.
Okay. I feel much better about that.
No, you ain't got nothing to worry about me. I ain't that. I can move possibly up. Checking the points and stuff. Of course, now this time of year that you start racking your brain. If I can get a first up there, I would move probably around the 7th or 8th. Yeah, definitely the top 10.
I wanted to get some sleep tonight, so that sounds much better to me.
I'm not going to do that to you, Tim. You got a hold on that. But if I get first or second in ribs, I'm not going to say the same thing for Mike, but if I can get first or second in ribs up there in Calhoun, I'll be second in ribs behind you.
Who's second now, QL?
QL, and I think Hogtie's up there and a couple others. I'm in sixth right
pig,
now, but I'm
Pigskin's number. Pigskin's number three, I think.
Yes. Yes, and I think I'm 4 points out of fifth. I'll put it this way. If I get 7 points, I'm in third. And then it jumps to 27, 18, or whatever. I need 18 more points. So I have to get first or second to really move up. If I get, you know, top four, I may get one more spot. But, you know, I need a first or second to really move up there. So, you know, I've got some things on the line up there, not a whole lot. Cause like I said, I've got nothing to lose. You know, I've been on borrowed time the whole year, you know, just accomplishing what we've accomplished. And, you know, it is what it is. I would like to keep my string intact about being in the top 10 all year, which is a goal. That's the only goal we really have left. But, you know, I'm looking to be up there on the stage with you up there at the Kansas City banquet and, you know.
Absolutely. In Nashville.
Yep, and have a throwdown up there. I'm not racking my brains as bad as you and Donnie are. Of course, Donnie's going to be coming on if he isn't already on. I'm trying to get Donnie's already on if you want to say hey to him. But, you know, I know it's really this time, especially with y'all being tied and everything, it's really, really tough on y'all. And, you know, just me just fiddling with some numbers, I'm like, I wish I was in the race, but I'm almost glad I'm not. You know what I'm saying? It can be very distracting.
It's a different gig when you're at the top. I mean, there's a different perspective on different things, and you look at things a little differently. You feel a little differently about other things. So, I mean, it can be very stressful. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you know, your hair quits turning gray, it starts turning loose when you're under that. So, just to let you know.
Absolutely.
Now, Donnie, I think you're on the other line, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, I just came in here.
Okay. Donnie, we've had Tim on the show for a little bit, and he was going over some of his perspectives and, of course, you know, going over to Big Papa Smokers and all the charities and stuff that they do. You know, I talked to Donnie a little earlier, and Donnie kind of sheds a light in more of a humorous way on all this. He has a pretty good outlook on everything, but so Donnie, how do you feel about going into this weekend?
Man, I don't know. I wouldn't expect it at all to be here. I definitely am an amateur about how to, you know, what I need to be doing, where I need to be doing. I just been cooking, and I just, you know, set out to do the best I could do, and I wouldn't have dreamed that, you know. You just get on a little hot streak and you ride it out, and then the next thing you see where you're at, and then you ride out a low wave and then see where you're at, and I don't know, I'm confused. I'm lost as last year's Easter egg.
Yeah, you know, we're the same way. You know, we moved up to, you know, fourth, fifth in the country, and we had, you know, hit a little low spell in there in August, and a lot of teams were cooking, and we had a couple weeks off in there, and went all the way back to like 13th or 14th in points. And I told Jan, I said, hell, I'm just hoping to hang on the top 25 now. And then we reeled off a couple of big wins there in a row, and you know, brought us right back up into the picture. And 2 weeks ago, we won another one, which we really went down there to get the points. We wanted to stay out of y'all's way up there at the National Barbecue Cup. I love Randall to death, but you know, we go down to Charleston that same weekend, and we go down there for points. And it worked out for us this year. We were lucky enough to do that. So, but yeah, like I said,
I don't know about what was just said in the last 3 minutes. All I heard was a bunch of yapping. But I think you're both full of crap because you know exactly what you're doing. You're not where you're at if you don't know what you're doing. So,
I think the whole thing would have been different had Jim not went on vacation. I personally wish I could have went with you, but I'm glad you went.
Yeah,
I think we should have all went.
I've hung out with you and Grand Jan. I know what goes on.
You know, I always tell people, I always used to try to sneak in these competitions, go in and do really well and leave, and not so much anymore.
So what, a question to you, Jim, what are you going to do next year now that you're focusing more on the KCBS than you have? What's your plans for next year? I'll put you on the interview.
Well, there you go, which I don't mind. You know, we've told the Barbecue Network two years in a row, and we usually do a lot of those in the spring, and it kind of knocks the dust off, so to speak. But we usually only do ribs and pork. You know, we don't do the bigger meats. I'll do some practice cooks on those and the chicken. You know, every once in a while we'll do chicken. But, you know, we're going to get away from those. There's a couple in March that we're going to start. Last year we didn't start until the middle of April. So hopefully we get two or three in. I can't do anything the second week in April. We do our big Masters catering here. I know Tim knows about it and all this other stuff. And just got to let me know what day you want those tickets, Tim, so I can go ahead and start
rambling.
Absolutely. And, but anyway, you know, we make a lot of good money there, and that's what I used to put to the barbecue fund. And, you know, if we have a bad year, we'll be doing that next year because I think Mama's already spent my Sam's Club money next week. So you won't see the Killer Bees trailer going around anymore. It's going to be a toy hauler. So,
cool.
And of course she couldn't get a little one. So I got kind of voted out on that. You know, Grand Jan needs her room and her flu-ness, so to speak. But anyway, she deserves it. She's been there and she's been in trenches and everything. But, you know, we're going to concentrate a little bit more on KCBS next year and hopefully, you know, try to get back up there. You know, Donnie will admit, you know, Georgia is just a hard place to compete. You know,
it's horrible
with anybody. I mean, well, the whole area up around Atlanta is just, you know, like I said, it's a different world up there. It really is. And, you know, we've done decent up in those contests. We hadn't won one up around Atlanta, I don't believe, but, won several in other parts of the state, but you know, it's a different beast. It really is. With 70 teams up there and the high scoring that's going to be going on, I mean, it's going to be one hell of a shootout. Because, I mean, there's several, you know, with GBCs, like I was telling Tim earlier, you know, you got teams going for GBC points. And, I mean, I know y'all don't want to hear it, but it's not just about G2 this weekend. There's a lot of other people that have things at stake at this competition. And it's not going to be a barn burner the last 2 years because, you know, Munch and Hogs came in, and you had three eyes there going head-to-head. But it's great. I mean, we're looking forward to next year. Have a new rig, have a new outlook on everything, and hopefully the recipes will still be good next year. If they're not, I don't want to think too bad. But you guys are up there just about every year.
As we say about the dog that gets in the chicken pen and kills one, I believe you've got the taste of blood in your mouth. And I think we'll see a different gym next year.
Well, you know, if you ever notice me at a
competition,
though, Donnie, I don't get real – I mean, I'm serious about it, don't get me wrong. But, like I said, I like to go meet people and have a good time. I mean, I may have thrown Tim off his game up to Jack. I doubt it, but, you know, it's – you know, I like to cut up some. I mean, you know that. Tim knows that. So I like Tim's guys, and I was out there cutting up with Boyd and Travis, and they had a good time. And, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not going out there and having a good time and, of course, winning. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm just looking at, you know, both of y'all are my friends and you know, may the best man win. And, you know, regardless of how this turns out, I think Donnie's even posted out there, put on your big boy dancing dress. So we're going to have
pull up your big girl panties and let's go.
That's right. Because we're going to be dancing.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
about
you,
Tim, but, you know, we have to get a lot of drinking us before we start busting moving.
I see. Well, you guys, you know, I'd encourage you to do all the drinking you guys would like to.
Not this weekend, but at the banquet.
Oh, okay.
Last year, I think that's why I finished terrible is because I come to Georgia too many times to see all of my friends. But I said every time my truck falls off over the whatever that Mount Eagle, I get my ass handed to me. I really tried to stay on this side of that hill this year as much as I could, but I still had to go there. It's too many good cooks. I think y'all are not afraid to play with a flavor profile. You know, so much of the time I believe there's a lot of people that just sticks with their flavor profile and throws it. Sometimes it hits and sometimes it don't. If you got a good one, it'll hit more than normal. But it seemed like all of the people that I know in Georgia, they just come up with something. Like my really good friend, you know, Scott Smith, he'll just come up with something and do it and it works. You know, I can't do that. I don't guess I've got it in me, man.
Well, the Curly Tails, you know, they got Reserve in Marietta. They went out Friday night, got drunk. Somebody forgot to even rub the butts, put them on there with no rub on them. I mean, they did all sorts of stupid shit. And they got Reserve Grant. I'm like, seriously? they were throwing up. They had a big old party. I'm there drinking pickle juice, and I forgot what it was. Maybe was it vodka or something? Oh, my God, it was something god-awful. Pickle juice and Jack Daniels, I think is what it was. Oh, man, it was. But, yeah, they were throwing up all over the place, and they come up and got Reserve Grant against, you know, Barbecue and Kewin Stew and Brewing and us and Boyers and all them. And, I mean, it was just, we're like, really? I hate to see y'all when y'all did good. but you know, I don't drink a whole lot of contests. You know, I might have a beer or two here and there, but, you know, I think at the banquet, you know, I may have to throw one down because it's just release of everything. They get my batteries recharged this past week, but I'd love for y'all to come down there and hung out down in Mexico. We had a great time. Of course, Dallin wouldn't have been the same after we got through, but who cares? So no, it's you know, it's good. I like I said, I was telling Tim earlier, Don, I can't imagine what y'all are going through as far as you know, with the points race. I know y'all been racking your brains and figuring every which angle and everything, and all the tiebreaker rules, and I don't even understand all that yet. I'm sure KCPS, I'm sure y'all probably got a pretty good handle on it. But
I feel like a woman in her special time of the month. I cry one minute, and I laugh the next. I don't know where I'm an emotional wreck.
That's funny. You got to find a place to get some fish tacos.
Oh, I think my buddy Jackie's going to be making some, so I'll definitely have a fish taco.
Yeah, Jackie's a character in his own right. We love Jackie to death. He's a nut. But now, so Tim, is there any? I was trying to look at the team list. You got any people left from Kansas coming out here, or anybody you know of making the trip over? Or
are you on my team, or what are you asking? Or somebody else on another team, or what?
I know, yeah, other teams. You know of any other teams coming over from the Midwest over this way, or?
No, I don't. I really don't know. I looked at the team list that was updated, you know, probably a month ago, and I don't think I saw any that was from around here. Most of them looked like they were from East Coast type of deal.
Yeah. But you know, it's well, at least you get to see me there. That's a plus for you. But no, we'll, you know, I hear it's a great venue. Were you there last year, Donnie?
Yeah. I didn't finish very well, my normal Georgia finish, but I was there.
You know, a lot of people don't give, I'm not going to mention any names or anything because I don't really know, but I know a lot of the nations in certain areas don't give Georgia cookers a whole lot of respect, so to speak. You know, we venture out in Mississippi and Louisiana and stuff like that. You know, we don't venture all the way out in the Midwest and everything, which, you know, a few teams went out west and did very well out there. A lot of Florida teams did really good in World Food Championships this year. You know, they had our moments and stuff, but, you know, it's nice to see more teams venturing a little further out and doing pretty well in other areas. Because, you know, Midwest teams, like I said, with Rod and John and all them, they've done pretty well over here. And Mike's a lot of bowl. He's won Greenwood a couple of times. And, you know, he does very well in South Carolina. And he won Greenwood and Greer this year in South Carolina. And so, you know, there's, you know, I don't think the flavors are that far apart, Tim, between us and y'all. I really don't. I think they're close to what most people think. And I haven't been out west, so I don't know what it is out there. I don't know if you have to change anything to go out there or not. But, I'm looking for a good shootout this week. I mean, I really hope that I win, but if not, I would like one of y'all to win it and just do an outright and not have to worry about a tiebreaker, because it's kind of like boxing. You know, you see a really good boxing match and it ends in a draw, and you gotta worry about judges and all this other stuff to pick the winner. I would really like to see it just be a clear-cut winner, and I know a lot of other people did too, and not have to rely on the tiebreaker. But, you know, it is what it is, and my hat's off to both of y'all. Y'all had phenomenal years. Tim, I don't know if anybody's ever going to touch what you did. I mean, it's just, I can't even fathom that.
I sort of feel bad that I'm even, my little deal that I got going, I got tangled up and even, you know, to hurt it in any way. I feel like with two bucks tied up in the same fence there, you know, it'd been great if we both had good years and not together, you know. I think I could cheer a lot more at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, when Three Eyes, you know, I think if you look over the past years, the numbers are coming down. I just think the more and more good teams are out there, it's, you know, I would have never thought 29, it had been two teams at 29-40. I'd have never thought I'd have been at 29-40, you know. I never thought that it would take more than 29-40 or more to win it, you know. Three Eyes won last year with 38-86. And it's unbelievable, I guess, the amount of points that Donnie and I have both put up. So, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, the most points ever was Q Al, and he had 29-42. And so, I mean, you know, there's only one other team out there, Donnie, that's done better than you and I have. So that's it's pretty crazy when you think about it that way.
Well, I hope they'll still remember us in the morning.
Well, now, Tim, out in the Midwest, I know around here I've seen probably 20 to 30% increase in the amount of teams at these contests now. And,
yeah,
and you got to attribute some of that to the barbecue pit masters being out there and all these other barbecue things going on, even Guy Fieri out there. I mean, they all promote barbecue, you know, Rod Gray and all those guys. You know, it's showing it doesn't take a ton of money to get involved in this, you know, on the backyard level, and then you see where you go. But, you know, as we all know, you get that one call, you've been bitten. It's like a vampire. You know,
right.
You've been bitten. And you're in it, you know. It's something really hard to let go. And I know we went through a rough patch last year around August, and Jan goes, my wife goes, well, maybe we ought to reconsider backing off some of these a little bit. I said, if anything, we need to add some more. And it wasn't two or three contests later. We won one and started winning another one, and, you know, just to get over that hump. And then this year through that swamp, you know, we did better. But we didn't win anything to that area, but, you know, we did better. And, but, yeah, I mean, you look at all these contests. I mean, last year there was like 48 teams up there in Calhoun. Now there's 70 teams. You know, last year in Shelby there was 51. This year there was 75. It's just amazing. I mean, Greenwood, neither one of y'all at Greenwood, it was 62 teams last year. There's 90-something this year, or almost 90-something this year. I mean, it's just trying, you know, 95 teams up there. I mean, it's just phenomenal on the amount of teams. You know, Salisbury, they had 51 last year, had 75 this year. It's just, you know, I think they had a big show. And I think it's great because it really, you know, a lot of the money goes to local charities and stuff. It also helps, you know, with the payouts and stuff. They'll up the payouts. I know several of them up the payouts this year. And, you know, they create better venues. They put some money back into the venues to make sure you have your power and your water and your trash service. And, you know, I see nowhere but going up. I mean, people are going to be picking up bigger sponsors. More and more of these, hopefully these bigger corporations step in because they're missing the boat on some of this stuff. I mean, look at Lumenfoil. Look at, like, Dish Liquid. I mean, all this stuff that we use. And, you know, and it's amazing that people come around to your trailer and they see it on your trailer, you know, and they're barbecue fanatics, even backyarders, and they look at what you use and they're going to say, I got to get you some of that. You know, if they're using it, it's got to be good. So, you know, hopefully we can get some bigger sponsors on board and have a lot more money for the barbecuers out there and keep this thing rolling. Because I tell you what, it's a great feeling to be up this high. I know you guys are elated, but there again, on the backside, y'all are, you know, fight for points, and it's really nerve wracking on the same note. But you know, I tell Jan, I said I'm thankful to God Almighty for where we're at right now, and you can't do it without them and great friends out there to back you up and help you out. You know, Scott, like I said, from Southern Q and Q and Stern and Bruin, I mean, he's helped us out a lot this year. And, you know, he just wants to see his so-called team do well out there and, you know, go that route. So, you know, hopefully this weekend we'll when the dust clears, hopefully we'll have one clear winner. But if not, you know, let the tiebreaker be broken. I mean, there's several in barbecue anyway, so, you know, one more is not going to be too bad. But anyway, but, yeah, I think after this weekend, we're all going to be looking towards to the banquet. It's all said.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we get to meet a lot more people at the banquet and have a really good time, and there's no competition going on. That's just how many shots you can do and still be standing, I don't know. But, you know, like I said, we're looking for a good time. And Donnie, all I can say is Tracy better have her vodka boots on because Jan's coming to win that bet.
Well, we're ready for it too. You know, I just say here that you know, I've had a week to think about this after tying and Tim, with the remarkable year that you've had. I'm going to get everything I can get out of this, but I'm honored to reserve behind you with the year that you've had. If I can't get no more than that, it ain't because I didn't try. I've gave you everything I got, so it ain't like I could ever say, well, I didn't do, if I'd have done this, I'd have done better. I can't say that. You've seen everything I got. And
yep.
I'd be, second place would be just fine if that's the way it falls.
Well, I wish us all the best this weekend, and we're in great, you know, great company on this telephone call. So, you know, knowing you and Jim, I'm glad I met you guys, and you know, looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend. And Donnie, you know, best of luck. Put together your best cook. I'm going to try to do the same thing, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
That definitely. If you forget something, just know that Jim knows everybody, and I know a bunch of them down there. They can, there'll be people that'll be willing to help you.
Yeah, I can hook you up on just about anything. I've been known to help a lot of people out, a lot of early teams, you know, young teams out, and they do very well, and just trying to help them too. But yeah, if there's anything you need, either one of y'all, just come see me first. I have a lot of friends in Georgia, a lot of resources. So,
I don't think the weather is going to be as nice as it was last year. I think it was close to 60 degrees last year, and it's probably going to be pretty bad down there, isn't it?
Yeah, they're calling for some rain and all that stuff, but between us three, it's not going to affect the way we cook.
No.
Might affect a few others, but.
We're leaving here on Thursday morning, and we're supposed to have a major winter storm come in. It's supposed to be like, I don't know, high at 25 or something, so hopefully that doesn't follow us out there. I'd like it a little bit warmer.
Well, it's supposed to be in the 40s or the 50s, I believe, but it's supposed to bring in some rain. And like I said, it's not going to affect any of us. It'll affect a few teams, but, you know, that's all part of barbecuing. You
that's
know?
Right.
But we all, you know, there's so many teams out there looking forward to this. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking, you know, it's our end of the year type thing, and I'm looking forward to see a bunch of my Georgia friends and seeing y'all out there and meet new ones and just having a good time and put together a good cook and, you know, just take it for what it's worth, guys. Y'all have both had phenomenal years, and, you know, like I said, I can't say this enough. I mean, y'all are good friends of mine, and I'd like to call y'all good friends, and it's great, you know, hanging around y'all this year. And, you know, Tim, I don't get to really meet a whole lot of teams from Kansas or anything. And, you know, y'all are a class act out there. I don't care what all the other teams say about y'all. Y'all are good people.
That sounds great, Tim. I'm glad.
You got at least one friend around here, right?
I hear you.
You know, a good thing, I feel like a good thing for myself that's come from this, getting tied up into in a high-scoring year like this and being a nobody from Kentucky, and then you look at somebody like Rod Gray, who I look up to a lot, and you just say, well, I'd just like to be one of those guys. What's it take? Could I just be one of those guys? And, you know, I think, Tim, you've helped me feel that I am one of those guys now. You know, if there hadn't been no competition level and if we hadn't have pushed one another, I think we got us both a lot of respect for our teams.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And y'all really made these contests better, too, because you look at the number one, number two teams competing head-to-head. I mean, you look at the overall thing about the extra teams that were at these contests to see y'all, the extra spectators. I mean, just y'all two are just scratching the surface on what y'all have done this year. So
if we still end up in a tie, maybe we talk Sterling into flying us out to California for a week-long vacation and, you know, do a little celebrity cook or something against each other. That might be fun because
that would be awesome.
Yeah, I can come out
and MC it.
We both win. You know, that's a deal. You know, you get something like that. Even there again, even second place is great. So, you know, if anything like that could get conjured up, I think it's nothing but a bonus to us.
Right. Right.
Both. So,
I don't think we've still been up against – we still have never hit a table against each other, so that would be kind of fun to do, just to go heads-to-head.
And I would love to do that because, like I said, there's no embarrassment a second, so it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
Hey, there ain't no embarrassing in third either, okay, Donnie? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Okay, I forgot. It's not just a two-team deal. I forgot.
I'm getting a bunch
show,
of static
okay?
on my end.
Hey, I did my butt kissing to you when you first come on. I said if you hadn't went on vacation, I think the whole deal would be different. I'd be hoping for a radio show just so somebody'd know me.
Well, how do you think I got known? It wasn't because of my cooking ability. It's because I got a radio show.
Now, that cooking ability has come along wide open.
We, like I said, we've had a phenomenal year, and we pleased a few judges in our day this year. But you know, as y'all know, it's not just a one or two person team that does it. I mean, you got sponsors, you got help from other teams, and you know, I know y'all agree with me. You can't do it without a little help from other people, and even just one or two little ideas, you know, has been really, really helpful to kind of turn some things around that were going south, whatever. I don't think Tim ever went south, but, you know, for me it was, you know, one or two little, just minor details, whether it be in the technique or whatever. And I know Tim out there, you know, in Sam's Club, he said, if you do it the same every time, you're not going to go wrong. He said, you know, if you fart when you put your meat on, fart when you put your meat on, you know. Do it the same way every time. And, you know, then it's up to the judges and, you know, we kind of live by that. You know, we didn't really change anything at the end of the season. We tweaked our chicken just a hair, and we tweaked it to the right direction. So that's moved us up pretty quick. But, you know, it is what it is. It's not a one-team thing out there. I mean, there's a lot of other people that had a little very little part in it or whatever. But you can't do it without it, and that just shows the barbecue community out there how great, strong the whole community is nationwide. And it's not Southeast, Midwest. It's far west, northwest, northeast, whatever. You know, we've got friends all over the country, and it's just a great organization. I can't say enough about it. And you two are some of the greatest guys out there competing, going head-to-head. You know, it's going to be great up there this weekend. I wouldn't miss it for the world. And
well, I'm gonna drop off here, guys, so it was great talking to both you and Donnie. And I'll look forward to seeing you in just a few days then.
All right. Well, good luck to you and safe travel.
Thanks a lot, guys. Yep. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and everything. And I know y'all getting ready to load up and head out. So Be safe, and we'll see you out there Thursday. If you need any help, you know, we'll be right there. So,
all right.
I'll hook you up. All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Jim. See you soon, Donna.
All right. See you.
All right, so that was Tim from True Bud, the other team tied for number one in the country. And now, Donnie, you got a couple sponsors and stuff. I know you cook on Backwoods, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, just this year, I've got 30 years experience on the homemade offset stick cooker that my cousin Steve Upton built. And, you know, it's something that I learned, and I feel like it's the greatest smoker in the world. I just chose to, in trying to be the best that I could be this year, I changed everything but the name of the team. I designed a new rig, and actually the rig built for my offset stick cooker, and then I got to thinking right before I mounted them on that, you know, I need to see what my, you know, what my options are. Can I cook on something else? Is something better? And what I found was that not necessarily the cooker being better, but you still got things you got to do. You still got to have fire and smoke management. It's just a little bit easier when you use so much charcoal and not as much wood. If I ever went back to an offset stick cooker, I know that I would probably cook the same way, a lot more charcoal and less wood. But what I did learn about these Backwoods, and I was told so many times, is the only charcoal that'll work in it is Royal Oaks. And I'm going, oh, you know, I don't believe that. I got a few checks that I'd won from Kingsford and, you know, different locations where they had that. And so I wanted to use that, and it definitely don't work. And Jackie Price turned me on to the Ultra 100, and, you know, the next thing I know, it's like, man, this works great. And then I had some of the red bags, but I ran out of that, and I can't buy it in Kentucky. So I've been trying to cook on different things. And hold on a second. I got a duck call going on.
I hear it.
I tried to cook on different things, and the smokers won't work. So I think Royal Oaks is going to help me because there's not any place I can buy the Ultra 100, but it definitely makes a Backwoods work 200% better. So, you know.
Do you need some this weekend?
I'm sorry?
Do you need some this weekend?
Well, I think Jack's going to bring me a couple of bags, and I've got a couple of bags, so I'll get through it. But you know, I learned the hard way. You know, I had two or three cooks that I had that were just catastrophes about trying to keep fire management, and I thought it was a smoker and all kinds of things. And then Jackie loaned me some more Ultra 100 because I can't buy it, and boy, all of a sudden it laid right down and done the 290 like I like to cook. I cook medium hot, I guess you'd say. But the funny story, I went into a Home Depot and I looked up on a rack, and they had a whole bunch of red bags of Royal Oaks, and it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'll use a red bag. So I bought the whole pallet like a dummy, and I told them, just get it down. I'll come back. I'm busy at work. Well, they loaded on my truck. I get home. I'm happy. I've got me some Royal Oaks, and I unload it, and I bought a whole pallet of lump, and I don't use lump charcoal. Didn't even look
right.
That it would be lump. So I've struggled with charcoal this year, just unreal.
Well, I wish you had told me earlier, you know, Royal Oak is one of our big sponsors, and they were the first sponsor I ever picked up 3 years ago. And I'll talk to you about it up there on who to contact and everything, but they're looking for it.
Well,
I can't.
They actually contacted me and want to help me. I just can't seem to get to the factory to get it, and somebody mentioned that you could work a deal where you could have it shipped. And I just, you know, when you cook every weekend, you try to work your public job and run a company, I just ain't got no time. I can't schedule. They wanted like 3, 5, 10 days or something notice, and I just couldn't give it to them. So I've been keeping in touch with them and telling them what I was going, you know, to go from Las Vegas to Florida. And, you know, they're just, if I could ever got out on I-40, I'd had me some charcoal.
Well, I'll get you in touch with the right people, and they ship it. I get 3 pallets of the Pulse 100 at a time.
Oh wow!
And so I just got a shipment about. Well, it's probably been about a month ago or so. So if you need some, I'll bring you some to help you get through the beginning of the season. But I'll get you the guy who's really taking it over. And they really, really helped us out. You know, I was in the same boat. I started off with the red bag in my Southern Q, and they gave me some brown bags. Brown bag worked better. And then they gave me I couldn't get this in the beginning, but they gave me the Ultra 100. And I could only get a few bags at a time. And next thing you know, it started really working. So I talked to my contact up there and said, hey, can I just get, you know, because I only get it like 2-3 times a year. And I said, can I just get like 3 pallets of this next one? He goes, yeah, sure, because I don't like to bug them every month for a pallet. Because I do a lot of practice cooks. I like using it on a restaurant stuff. And, you know, I'm practice cooking every time I cook at a restaurant. So you would not believe how many things I've done practice cooking for a restaurant. Use them as guinea pigs. But it lets me know I can check bark, I can check flavor, I can check all this stuff, just cook them different ways. And I mean, I get 2 practice cooks every week besides the contest. But, you know, Ultra 100 works really, really well. It's a lump charcoal, but it's ground down and compressed in a briquette form. And I think they bind it with something like cornstarch or something. So the ash is a little more, I guess, a sandier texture to it.
Uh-huh.
Which I kind of, some people don't like that, but I kind of like it because it makes it like a little heavier ash so it doesn't blow all over the place, you know, with my guru in there. But, you know, it burns really even. It burns hot. It burns for a while. I can do a whole cooking with a Southern Q on 15 pounds of charcoal. And
yeah, you mentioned so, Southern Q, you know, because I've become really good friends with Scott, and his family just spent Thanksgiving with me, and we went out on the boat yesterday. Or Sunday, whenever that was. I'm losing track of time. But, you know, every time on Facebook I look, and, you know, when the people, and I just think of world all of so many people in that area, but they say, oh, the Southern Q family just got another win. I feel like I'm left out. I feel like I'm the, you know, say, oh, my gosh. You know, I just feel like nobody. When I, you know, it goes away in about 5 or 10 minutes, but,
yeah,
I told Scott that the other day. I said, I can't believe that. It just, every time I, you know, Barry Johnson, good friend of mine, and he, you know, part of the Southern Q family, and, you know, I feel like I'm the redheaded stepchild. So I guess I'm going to have to jump ship and do something about it. I just hate trying to learn something new, you know, but I feel left out. I just have to admit it. I just feel left out.
Well, I'll tell you something. Jeremy Moyer from Moyer's Barbecue just got one. He's cooking on Jambos. And I told him up in Rome that if he needed, because he was kind of, you know, iffy and stuff, and I told him, I said, if you need some timelines, I gave you my timelines. And, you know, they may not work. They don't work for everybody, I'm going to be honest with you. They don't work for everybody. As far as my rubs and everything that I've got, they work fine for me. And so I gave my timelines and stuff, and I think I created a damn monster because he went out, got the smoker on Tuesday, went out and won the damn thing, as you know.
Oh, I felt it. I felt it, brother.
So,
I felt it. But he's a great guy, and I think I'm so proud for what he got. But I did feel his.
So close,
I felt his
so
brand
much.
More than he did.
You know, he was so close so many times, and him winning that, I mean, he just he posted something out there on Facebook, and I, you know, when you get one of those. You know, it's kind of like Big Pop, the BPS Elite teams. I mean, you get a Southern Q, you look at who all's in that group, and there's not a person out there that wouldn't help you one way or the other. You know, Jeremy actually had a problem with the charcoal. I think he was using lumps, and I think it bridged on him. And I gave Don some extra basil oil oak to take to him. And, you know, Don was there from Georgia Boys, great guys, him and Bo. And they got Jeremy Smoker going back for him, and from then on it worked flawlessly. And you know, it's the camaraderie. I mean, you know, if somebody needs, one of my friends needs some timelines from me, if you get one, I'll tell you what I'm doing. You can practice with it all winter and see what you think. But I'm gonna tell you, that was the difference between this year and last year. What was that smoker? Because I really hadn't changed recipes a whole lot. It was just the even cooking times. you know, every week in, week out, and the consistency of the food coming off there was just phenomenal. And like you said, that starts with fire management. And, you know, if you're going up and down, you're never going to get consistency in the meat, the flavor, you know, the whole nine yards. And, you know, I know a lot of teams that cook on backwoods. I've switched four or five teams in South Carolina that would not trade their backwoods for nothing. I got them in the Southern Keys, and now they're pushing them. They're like, man, these things are great. So
I
just let you know, I love Jackie to death. Don't get me wrong.
I'll admit something to you that Barry put on Facebook today, Barry Johnson, Swinging Pig. We ended up, Scott and I, made him cook for us Sunday night, I guess it was. We wanted to want to
have
steak. He does so good with it, and I think Scott just told him we're coming or something. I don't know. He invited us, we invited ourselves, and we went and stopped and bought a couple of $300 worth of steaks and took them to who I think is the best steak cook in the world. And
the only part
it over.
Y'all.
And they're sitting there talking back and forth about their smokers, you know, and it was them, and I'm just over here just sort of listening. I sort of felt like it was two UAW American-made car people talking about their product, and I'm driving a Hugo, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even chime in on the conversation. So, you know, I feel left out. I just feel left out.
Well, you know, it's just a smoker. Go get you a smoker, and you're right in there.
I know it. In fact, Scott says he's going to throw one out in my yard and make me, and I'm going, gosh, Scott, I don't want to learn something new right now. My brain is a blister. It's just a blister.
What's the old saying? You can always tell a redneck, you just can't tell them much.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, I could overload this circuit really, really, really quick.
Well, you're an electrician, so you ought to be able to know how to fix it.
That's exactly right. My breaker trip's easy. But now I want to be a part of the family. I want to be adopted.
Well, you want to be adopted? You try to be a redheaded stepchild. You want to be the adopted spoiled brat. That's what it is.
That's right.
Well, you know, we had a good time out on your boat. We went up to Nashville and stuff, you know, and I think me and Scott put us out there, Southern Kiwi treat on the boat or whatever, just to get a reaction out of Barry. And it went until after then. I said, wait a minute. I said, we were on Donnie's boat. He didn't have a Southern Kiwi. I'm like, wonder how he felt. Wait a minute here.
Well, I've been feeling this all year. It's been a painful deal. Hey, by the way, come to the banquet a little bit early, and we're gonna have a cocktail party on the boat at one of the times before we have to do something there at Opryland. But you and Jan
are
definitely invited.
But when y'all staying on the boat, y'all.
Tracy said, tell Jan for sure to bring her swimsuit this year. She wants to go swim at 12 o'clock at night in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, in January.
In January, yeah. He's going to jump off the boat while it's moving.
Yeah,
10 foot to the water.
That's it. Yeah, I want to see that shit. You're going to hear a scream all the way across the nation when they hit that cold-ass water. I can tell you that right now. but we had a really good time on that boat. We appreciate y'all taking us out. Now, we're planning on coming up Friday morning, I think. I don't know when y'all plan on going out on the boat or whatever.
Well, we just thought we'd just have a little get-together and then maybe everybody go eat or something. You know, on Friday, probably isn't anything going. The meal's Saturday night, so if we get a bunch of people together, we'd like to.
Yeah, I'm sure she's game. There's no doubt about that. I know I'm game. We had a good time. This time I'm bringing my iPod, and Billy is not in charge of the music. He's a terrible DJ. He's awful.
Well, you bring yours, and we'll give you the job of DJ.
Well, all I'm going to do is put on my playlist, and then I'm just going to let it rock and roll.
I'm sure we'll be hung up in the 70s, won't we?
No. 80s and 90s, you know.
80s
classic
and 90s.
Rock.
Oh,
you know, the journeys and AC/DC, and, you know, I think I got a little Guns N' Roses and, you know, some good just downright. Got a lot of country songs on it, too, but just some good, cocktail songs.
In Billy's defense, he's probably got more of a music library than about anybody, but he didn't have his. I think he was using Tracy's, but himself, he is, you know, he's got a background in music. He's, I think one of his uncles or something run a tour bus business, so Billy got to actually hang out with a lot of those rock and rollers of the 80s, maybe late 70s, and through the 80s, he'd ride on a tour bus with him.
He acted like he knew his stuff. He just didn't have the stuff with him.
Did he tell you the story about, I guess it's Little Richard, but they got a call that tour bus, I guess, broke down, and said they were working on it, and all of a sudden Little Richard come around the side of the bus and go, "Hey, what's wrong with the bus?" Just like he always talks. He's got thousands of stories like that. So he's a music man. He just didn't have his artillery with him.
That's it. He was out of his element.
Yeah, he definitely was. But, he had some. I think he had Tracy's cell phone. All he had.
Well, this weekend we'll build. I'm sure Tracy and Jan will be talking a lot up there this weekend. So, now they had a great time together. You know, Scott was telling us, "Yeah, you need to come on the boat." He said, "Tracy doesn't have another female cohort up there," and I said, "Well, she wants a cohort. Jan will be one." She ain't
no
afraid
doubt.
She ain't afraid to throw down.
No doubt.
The funniest thing, though, was when we were at the hotel and Jan was making her, you know, vodka and fresca drink. Scott goes, "What the hell's wrong with him?" You know how he is.
Yeah.
He goes, "Vodka and fresca. Those two go together?" He goes, "Yeah, you want to try it?" "I don't know. It sounds like a little sissy drink." She goes, "Yeah, it's sissy. Try it." She fed him like three of them, and he was effed up the rest of the night. He goes, "That thing's kicked my ass." And, you know, Scott, I sat and watched him pound like five Long Island teas down and not even be fazed, but that vodka and fresca drink really messed him up. And
I could imagine.
He had a good time, though. We all had a good time on that boat. That was a lot of fun. But, yeah, we're looking forward to this weekend and end of the season and relaxing for a month or a couple months and, you know, get some more practice clips going and hopefully get my new trailer set up. Hopefully we'll get it next week sometime. Get that all fixed up and nobody know who the hell we are coming to these competitions anymore. Y'all are getting something new too, ain't you? Aren't you selling your trailer?
Well, we've been we're having one designed right now. I don't know if I can afford it. It was they was telling me some prices today. We're putting two manufacturers together to get what I want, and it may be pricing me out of that ball game. So,
yeah,
they're still working on it, but we had one interior manufacturer and then one trailer manufacturer with an all aluminum trailer, and it was an idea that was pitched to me, but they didn't tell me how much that would cost.
They thought you had deeper pockets than what you actually have.
Yeah, well, I told them today I didn't. Maybe they'll go back into the drawing board and work on it some more.
There you go. All right, let's sharpen those pencils now.
No doubt.
You've got a sponsor that I know you want to put out there, Barbecue Superstore. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Mark and Rich, they have been wonderful to me. And you know, it's good to work for somebody that's just good people, you know, and it's definitely not a big corporation, but I feel like I've felt them grow this year. I've heard zero complaints from any of the people that use them, that, you know, they're getting the stuff out to them. It's making it happen. You know, Rich, we was talking today and about something else, not even about the products, but said he had several people that called and said, which was a compliment to me, that long as they were supporting me, that they was gonna, that they keep buying from them. So it's like, wow, you know, there's some people went out on a limb for me there, but you know,
yeah.
It's something that when they asked me, And it actually come from Calhoun last year is where I got introduced to them. And it come back to me that they wondered if I'd get involved with them. And I said, well, only if you're fun. And believe me, they've proven to be fun, good businessmen and fun. And I feel like, well, Scott Smith is best friends with Mark. And then I met Mark's uncle, which is Smoking in the D's. They made it to the Jack this year. They was parked beside me at the
Mike.
Jack.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike. And you know, it just seemed like all of a sudden that's Scott's uncle. So there it is. They're part of their blood family, part of their smoker family. I'm just left out in every direction. But
I met Rich at Sam's Club. You know, Scott took me over to introduce me to him and everything. And then Mike came to the Jack.
Yeah.
And he brought a sign over and wanted to know if he'd take a picture of me with it, you know, and everything right up underneath the Sam's Club. And I said, yeah, sure. So I took a picture, and he said, oh, by the way, that's yours. Gave me the banner. So when we went to Charleston, I was digging around, and, you know, we'd won that one, and I had that banner sitting out there because we had to feed people on Friday night and Saturday. So I had it right behind us. I took a picture of Rich. I had it right behind our table and stuff, and right up on the QRBs and had that. And I think he liked it. So when we took our pictures for the awards and stuff, if they won it, I made sure his banner was in there. And he put on there, yeah, we'll talk this off season. and I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Wayne Blessing, because Wayne used to, you know, from Midnight Burn, they used to compete up there in Michigan. They know all those guys. Wayne goes, yeah, I think he's putting a bug in his ear about a sponsorship or whatever. I said, shit, it's worked for Donnie. Why not us?
And they got a real cool logo. It looks good on the trailer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost like an Orange County Choppers in a way. I mean, it really is a really cool logo. I mean, whoever designed that for them did a really good job. And it's kind of a one-of-a-kind type thing. It doesn't even resemble anything else. But, you know, it's one of those things where when you see it, you know who it is. You don't even have to read the name. You just tell by the colors and the design of it. But, yeah, they're great people. I've met them and, you know, been Facebook with them back and forth. And, all those guys up there are great to hang around with. And, you know, I'm looking forward to next year. You know, we're working on a couple of sponsors in a couple of those different areas. So, you know, we'll see. This has been a great year for us, a great year for y'all. And, you know, we don't cross paths that too many times. But, you know, hopefully next year we're going to stick a little bit more with KCBS and see y'all some more at these contests and stuff. And
I don't come to Georgia no more than I had to.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we may have to vent. Well, you know, between you and Barry, y'all don't leave crap. Y'all leave crumbs in Tennessee. So, you know, I'm like, I think there was one team that won one other than you and Barry and, well, two. I'll say that back. Walt won one. In Tennessee, and you and Barry done taking everything else, and Billy took it, and he got the draw to the Jack.
Yeah.
Barry was like six in Tennessee and couldn't get the draw. He's like, what?
Yeah, that was a little disturbing to him. But
yeah,
it was good. It was good for Billy, because you know he was just setting out a little bit, gathering his thoughts and barbecue, and I think getting the draw for the Jacks put him back in the game, and I'm glad to see that because he's definitely he's a brother from another mother too.
Oh, y'all are like two peas in a pod. I mean, y'all really are. But Billy's there's so many people out there just really easy to get to know, and Billy's just one of them. You know,
he knows everybody.
I know, he knows everybody and you know, knows a lot of other stuff too, but he's just so easy to, you know, he doesn't make it difficult to know. I mean, he just fits right in. Whatever your personality is, I mean, he's right there, and he's a lot of fun to be around. I'll give him that much. He's a great guy. And, you know, he was a force to be reckoned with for years, and I'm hoping he gets back into it. And, I know he's had a few issues outside of it, but, you know, like I said, hopefully it lit the fire again, and you can go out and start having a good time. And
you can't leave out Richard either, his partner in crime, Richard.
I met him at the Jack, I believe. It was the first time I met him. And, you know, at the Jack, you got so much stuff going on, and, you know, it's a whole different world up at the Jack. Of course, I had Rev on one side of me, so that was a treat.
Richard brings his liquor, and we'll just call it that. We won't go any deeper as to how he comes about that. But I remember we was in Decatur, Alabama, a couple, 3 years ago, and we got over there, and he was having a gathering over next to the water where his spot is. And Scott Burton, they've turned on some rap music, and Scott Burton's dancing and rapping and spinning on his head. And the next thing you know, the alcohol got to flowing just a little. This is on a Friday night, too. It got to flowing a little too good. And everything went until the coolers was empty. And the next morning, everybody's got the cooler flu. And Billy comes riding up to my camp that next morning, Saturday morning, and he goes, "Man," he said, "brother, it's bad." And I said, "What is it?" He said, "Everybody's got the flu, and the doctor's out of medicine." He'd mean it that they done drank all of Richard's shine. And he said, "The doctor's out of medicine. We all got the cooler flu." So it was a large time it was at.
It just
dawned on me, everything that I'm saying, you know what it is? It's just barbecue is a great hobby. All of these people are great people. At one point in time this year, I thought I might slow down next year, but I think I'll just do more. I don't know how I'll finish, but I ain't done with this yet. You know,
Well, that's the big reason why we do it, and I try to explain to people, you know, especially outside of barbecue, they don't understand. Why do you do it every weekend? It sounds like a chore. Well, it's a labor of love, you know. It's work. Don't get me wrong, but it's just, you know, all the different personalities you meet out there, and how everybody gets along, and I mean, what works with people, and you get to go. I mean, there's some contests where there's so many people I know I don't have time to go visit with them. You know, physically, it's just,
how else can you polish up your truck and trailer, shine it up, and get the wheels and tires shining, and park it on a square and sit down in a lawn chair and drink beer without going to jail? They just don't let you camp on downtown on Main Street and drink beer in a parking lot unless you've got some kind of good reason, and obviously barbecue is.
Well, like I said, it's just so many different people out there, and the personalities and you know, the backgrounds, and, you know, everybody's just, and it just seems to me this year more than most, you know, we hadn't met anybody bad. You know, we met a lot of new people and helped a few people out that were really appreciative. And, it's just great to go out. I mean, you know, I knew of you, you know, last year, but we didn't really ever talk. We may have said hey or something like that, but to get to know people like you, y'all out on the boat and everything, I mean, Dan just thanks the world to both y'all, and you know me, I could care less, but you know, no, I'm just kidding. But no, we thank the world of both y'all, and I mean, it's just I'm kind of like the same boat that you are, to be honest with you, Donnie, when you see the Rod Graves and Johnny Triggs and the Tuffies and all that up the top, you know, 5, 10 every year, and you look at it and said, you know, with the grace of God, hopefully one day I can be up there with them and at least compete against them. And now we're both up there in the thing, and it's like, you know, it's hard to believe, but then again, it gets a little nerve wracking. It's not so bad for me because I know where I'm at. I can't go anywhere, but you know, it's just great to be up there behind you too. I mean, probably one of the greatest races in barbecue in KCBS history right here.
Well, I think what all of us need to do in being part of it is, you know, it's so easy to fade away. And what these, you know, these guys that we just spoke of, Tuffy Stone and Rod and Johnny Trigger and Myron, all of those people, They didn't, you know, they kept hammering it, you know, and it's like this year, if you and I both decided that, we'll just cook six or eight, they wouldn't, nobody know us if they run into us in the Walmart. But you got to keep it up. And if you truly look up to these type people and want to be like them, you got to have their consistency. They do it and have done it year in and year out. And if you want to be like them, I think that you got to invest, you know, some time. So just saying, yeah, I made it up here in top three, I think you're going to have to stand on it next year. And I know that you will. I feel you probably have got more taste of blood in your eyes than either me or Tim. Because you, it seemed like to me what I hear outside looking in that you didn't, you wasn't really connected seriously with the KCBS. You was cooking other sanctioning bodies. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're cooking those and cooking a little bit of KCBS and really coming on strong. So you haven't, your third place finish is not 100% focused on KCBS.
Right. And, you know, it's not. We cooked four different sanctioning bodies this year. We cooked SCBA, we cooked SDN, and we cooked even cooked the Georgia Barbecue Association one in February. So, you know, we did a lot of that in the spring. Whereas, you know, we could have been out there hitting, you know, the spring swing, so to speak. So, you know, we've only done like 26. I know you're up over 30 and Tim's around 40. And
31 is where I stand now.
So I'm looking at, you know, where I'm at. I'm like, well, you know, if I had one more win, I'd probably be right there with y'all. And, but, you know, we plan on going to, now if we weren't going to Mexico and didn't plan this back in June, you know, we would have been down to Plant City, you know, kind of stake our claim down there. But, you know, I told Jan, I said, look, I said, you know, we need this vacation. We've just been on the books for a while. And, you know, I'm going to let them two duke it out. You know, I'm very happy where I'm at. I'm comfortable. You know, yeah, it'd be an awesome dream to win, you know, Team of the Year and all the accolades that come along with it. But I just felt, for me at that time, it was better for me and Jan to get away. And, you know, there was still a thing in her mind that, you know, well, if we weren't going to Mexico, we'd be down there. I'm like, okay, you the boss. But, you know, it's going to work out for the best. And, you know, like I said, I got two really good friends up there, Pete Sport. And, you know, I'm glad to see us, you know, two people that I know and respect very much. And, you know, it's all come down to one competition pretty much. So looking forward to it. And, like I said, the more I look a little bit ahead, I know I shouldn't, but to the KCBS banquet, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of partying going on there.
Yeah, better wear that party dress.
That's right. So, but, you know, we're looking forward to that. That's our first one we were able to do. And, you know, we're just it's just great to be up on the stage with y'all, being called up there with y'all. And, like I said, with a 29-40, which is a high, you know, a high grand for two of y'all to be tied. I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal. It really is. And proud of both y'all. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we compete against each other very rarely. Because, you know, it's great. I mean, it really is. And, you know, I value my friendships with everybody I've got out there. And, you know, yours as well. And, you know, I just can't wait. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I wish it was going to be a little bit better. We could get her out, see some more people and stuff. But, you know, regardless, we're still going to make her around.
Well, I'll try to be as focused as I can. I don't have much of a chance of breaking that tie with the, you know, the way it sets now with the tie and the tiebreaker's another grand. Right now, Tim's got the he's got the tiebreaker. With the 11th contest, his is better than mine. So the only way that I could advance at all is a grand, and we all know that that'd be hard with our number one team, and I'll still call him the number one team, and all of you great Georgia boys, the chances of me slipping in there and getting anything is going to be going to be real hard. But I had to set back, and after we did hear that there was a tiebreaker and how it was going, I seen that I was going to be at the disadvantage. It was heartbreaking there. I feel like I'm going into battle with not a lot of chance of coming out alive. But you know, second place that's plenty good, and you know, I'll live to fight again. And how can you take anything away from him? You know, with all the things that he all the things that he's done, how could you be mad for him to get the tiebreaker? You know, I just can't be. So,
well, I mean, you look at it, he's probably one of the best teams of barbecue, if not the best team in barbecue history this year. Definitely in a single season, bar none. You know, so
exactly.
I'm not going to say losing, but I'm going to say, you know, finishing behind him. Like you said, you can't be upset. I mean, their whole team, him and Boyd and Travis, I mean, they proved that they're very highly respected, if not the best champions ever in KCBS.
I don't want to paint a picture that I ain't going to try the hardest that I've ever tried, but, you know, a blind hog can find an acre every once in a while, but I got one shot, and if any of y'all win, then the tiebreaker would go to Tim, and that's what I've come to, I've come to ease with myself about, that, that he didn't get, even though he wins the tiebreaker, he didn't get anything give to him, he's earned it. So,
exactly.
I had to tell myself that, though. You know, if you sat in my position that, you know, the first 30 seconds of hearing how there's going to be a tiebreaker, you know, I flopped around like a fish out of water. But, you know, you have to realize, you know, what it is, and he deserves that. And I wish there wasn't a tiebreaker. But I wish it was just me and him. And but it's not that way, and he deserves it if I can't do it. And there's only 68 people or 69 other people standing in the way of me doing it. So,
that's right. A small percentage.
Ain't much of a chance.
Well, you know, with Sam's Club, there were 750 in my way. So, you know, you got a better shot. But you know, you've done decent in Georgia. I mean, you got a reserve in Dillard against a bunch of tough Georgia teams. You got a reserve up there at National Barbecue Cup against teams from all over. So,
yeah.
You know, your track record in Georgia is not all that bad.
Reserves, though, the reserves are just a first loser in this game of Team of the Year, though. And that's something that, you know, when we got to that point to where, you know, grands don't work any, or nothing but a grand works, you know, it's so bittersweet. How can you come out of, why would you want to come out of Cummins, Georgia with reserve and feel like that you failed? You know, that's what the point system would do to you. You know, it was a great deal. But you know what was good for me and coming second behind Jeremy is I had the pleasure of talking with him for maybe a couple of hours in Sam's Club in Hendersonville, Tennessee, one morning when we was just waiting to load in, and to hear his remarkable story about his professional life and what he's done, and it was just a little conversation went a long way. So when he won grand, and that was his first one, it took all the pain out of me getting reserved, knowing that I didn't get any points.
Yeah. I mean, that goes true, you know, because you're, at that point, you're barbecuing through your heart, not your brain.
That's right.
And
we're all going to eat in the morning. If we don't get what we want, we've got day jobs. We're going to eat tomorrow. So, and eat good, probably. So you can't
there you
you
go.
Know, just do what you can do. And the way the chips fall, they just fall. But I'm definitely comfortable, more comfortable now going into Calhoun. It's an honor and a pleasure to be tied up like that. But I'd still like to have it, but I can't say that I'd go into it with confidence that I'd come out in anything at all.
Well, it's more like probably what we're doing. You know, we're just going to cook our cook, and if we know we had a good cook, it's up to judges. You know, and, you know, we quit a while back of cooking against other teams. Main reason, because there's so many good teams, you could go to any top 30, any of the 30 teams out there. So you don't know who you're really cooking up against. But, you know, I told Jan, I said, the only person I got to beat is myself. And we started doing that. We started doing better. Because, you know, I have to go up against Scott and Jeff and Wiki Q and Bubba Q and Moyers a lot.
Mike with Old Plantation,
Curly Tail, Curly Tail, Rescue Smokers, Cubs EQ. I mean, the list goes on and on in Georgia.
It does.
And it's just phenomenal on the amount of teams. And since we don't venture out very far, we're going head-to-head, we can't accumulate points like all these other places can. So, you know, we're looking forward to next year. And, you know, we're gonna add on. We're not gonna do any more contests. We're just gonna do more KCBS.
There you go.
So,
well, I guess we're probably about out of time, ain't we?
Yeah, we're about 2 minutes over, I guess. But they keep recording. But it is a great thought to you because you know you make the show really easy, and because you're an easy person to talk to. And, you know, all I got to do is, like I said, feed you an acre and you go with it. And I love that. And so I love having you on the show. I mean, Mo Kayson, the same way, you give him a peanut and he's gone, you know. And one of the best shows when I had Mo, I had Mike Davis, and I had Kelly Wirtz on here at the same time.
Wow.
And I think I said 10 words the whole 2 hours. They were talking to, I mean, it was one of the best shows I ever had. I'm like, damn, I wish I could get more people like that. You know, because they're all friends, and even though they're in different states, you know, they're all, you know, going up the line, and they just talk about everything that's happened the last few competitions. I'm literally done. I didn't have to hardly say anything. And they took it from there, and, you know, Mike's always likes to talk, and you and Mo, and Tim does a really good job, and, you know, just easy people to talk to, and, you know, hopefully this year I'm going to have a few more people from out west. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing the radio show, but, you know, I don't do it to get my name out there. I do it to put other people's names out there. And I do it to bring, you know, to meet some more people from outside, you know, or Bob. I mean, if it wasn't for the show, I wouldn't really know you a whole lot of other than through Scott. But, you know, I think it brings more teams together. And, it's great having you on the show, man. And,
oh, thank you. I think your show has helped me this week. I really needed to talk about it and calm down. And you know, I'm very proud of where I'm at, but I'm very nervous, too. So talking about it, you know, that makes it more pleasurable. I don't want to go to Calhoun and be, you know, not have fun. That wouldn't be any good, so. Just to talk with Tim, that sort of helps. You know, you put this, well, you got something in your mind, you got to try to be better than somebody else, and you know, you put a voice with it, and all of a sudden it just sort of calms me down a little bit just to put a voice with it. You know, that's Tim. You know, that's okay. You know, if you understand what I'm meaning, it takes the edge off and just let it be, then just cook.
It's kind of like my sponsor today, both Big Daddy. You know, he started this restaurant, been in 10 months, and he's there every day and all this other stuff. He was talking to me. I mean, we go way back to middle school. And, you know, we were disconnected for several years. He was in the restaurant business. I didn't cross his path too much. And now that we're in this thing together, I talked to him today. He kind of vented about stuff that was going on and all this other stuff. And after it's all said and done, this little quiet period, I said, feel better now? He goes, actually, I do. He said, but I didn't mean to vent on you. I said, hey, I said, it doesn't matter who it is. You need to do it once in a while. And I think that's another reason why I wanted both of y'all on my show tonight. Because I know, you know, over Thanksgiving, everything's just been knotted up inside between both of y'all, really, truthfully. Tim, I know, was still the same way. You know, he's going through all the numbers, backwards, forwards, every which way. Different categories and everything else. So, I mean, I know how it is. And it's just good to get out there and, like you said, talk about it, ease the pain, you know, get your mind off the numbers and just, you know, start concentrating on the whole cook and the cook-off. And, you know, if I'm there to help, that's great. But like I said, I wouldn't really rather have any other teams than you two being up there fighting for the title and you know, I really hope one way or the other that one of y'all wins clearly. And like the, you know, everybody hates win. Everybody hates to lose by a tiebreaker, but
exactly.
It's in place for a reason. It's in place for a reason.
If I'm gonna finish bad, I'd really like for him to finish above me, and that way it just puts it to bed, you know, just put it to bed, and that's
right.
that's how the year should end. That you get a true winner, and it will, you know, you wouldn't. I don't think you'll see any anxiety at all out of me if he finishes better than I do, because I pretty much, you know, he just had a great year, and I'm fine with second, but if I can get more, I'm gonna get it. I guess is the best way to say it. But I don't like the tiebreaker, and I do. I would rather just be beat.
Yeah,
And I'm sure he'd feel the same way. He's gonna try as hard as he can to you know, come out of this with as much chest, you know, sticking out as much as he possibly can, and that's the only way you can play this game.
Well, that's it. I mean, y'all aren't going to give nothing away this weekend. Y'all are going to come with the best you got and, you know, pretty much winner take all and go that route. And, you know, just don't leave, as they say in football, don't leave nothing on the field. You did all you can do, and that's it.
We all have the best cooks that we can possibly have, so we look back and have no regrets. You know, I laid her out there, and that was what it was, you know. And I speak that for you, too, being in third place or second place, whatever it would be. There's a void there that you should just fall on into until get this thing figured out. You're second until we figure this thing out. How about that?
That's right. Until y'all make up your damn minds, I'm gonna sit right here in second place.
That's right.
But no, it's great having you on the show, Donnie. Like I said, it's always great to sit down and talk to you. I mean, you're a lot of fun to talk to, and I get a lot of responses about people. It's like, you know, you need to have Downey come on there more often. You kind of shed a different light on a lot of this, you know, more towards the fun side. And that's number one thing. You got to have fun doing it. You know, when you take the fun out of it, it comes just a straight job, and it's time to give it up. But, you know, like I said, we love our barbecue family, and it's a strong tie between a lot of people all over the country. And we're just glad we're part of it right now. And we'll see what next year brings. But, you know, like I said, we'll see how it goes this weekend. Last one, I know it's going to be a lot of relief on a lot of people after this weekend. So,
no doubt. And then it's time. So you hadn't been to a banquet before?
Nope.
Last year was my first year, and let me just tell you that the way they sell those tickets, and then they draw, you know, for the contest, and then you swap them and sell them and all that. That's just unreal fun. So there's so many more things than just the dinner and getting your name called. There's a lot of fun leading up to it. So I encourage anybody to go to it, and especially if you're going to cook contest next year. You know, you can buy $250 worth of tickets, which is, I didn't understand the game last year, and so I bought $250 worth of tickets, which would be one entry fee, and I won three. So, you know, I seen Mike Davis and I seen Mike for QL. I seen them spending quite a bit of money, and I mean not crazy money, but I did, you know, they was effortlessly bought, you know, $1,000 worth or something, and I was going, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But then they got in there and won so many more contests than they bought, you know. It's an investment if you're going to cook next year to go ahead and buy the tickets. I guess the more tickets that are bought, the less that any one person might win. But I can't see anybody losing money. If you get something that you don't want, all you got to do is just put the word out there, and next thing you know, everybody coming to you trying to get it. I even bought some real cheap. I bought some. There were people that was from maybe out in the Midwest, but I bought some Kentucky contests that got them for basically half price. So that little portion of it, in no matter if somebody was going to go to the dinner or not, you know, you have a lot of fun playing with the contest thing. I don't even know what they call it.
You're having too much fun.
That's right. I was having a blast. It sort of reminded you of the pictures you see of how they, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, where they're waving paper and screaming, I'll take two, I'll take three, you know. When they first started, I was like, what is going on? I think somebody maybe like Mike Davis sort of tried to fill me in because I was, you know, I had that deer in the headlight look. I didn't even know what they was doing. And about 10 minutes, I chimed in there. I started bidding and selling, and it was a blast.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's been a mini vacation in January and get to see all y'all again and have another good time. So, but Donnie, it's been great having you on the show, man. I mean, it really has. It's been awesome, actually.
Yes, sir. And, you helped me by letting me on there. Got me feeling a whole lot better about the weekend.
Well, that's good. I mean, kind of eases what you got going into. And like I said, I'm glad I could help any way I can. And good luck to Tim this weekend. We'll see him up there on Thursday. Are you coming in on Thursday?
You know, probably not. More than likely, I'll be there, mid-morning on Friday.
Okay.
Got a lot going on with my, you know, I'm a barbecuer for fun, and I'm an electrical contractor to feed my family. So,
right.
I may have to work just a little bit, or maybe not leave on Thursday, just take one day off. But I'll be looking for you as soon as I get there.
Okay, buddy. But be careful. And any shout outs you want to give out of the barbecue superstore?
Well, the Royal Oaks. That's definitely something I'm looking forward to, and we got something on the line with them, and I appreciate any help you could get, but getting me hooked up, and not so much that their product's good enough. I'm not, I don't care about getting something for free. They just got something. I feel like a drug addict. You know, I'm hooked on something now that I can't get. So
charcoal crack is what it is.
Charcoal crack. That's right. Hopefully I get things calmed down after this weekend, and I'll be able to get down there and pick me up some of that charcoal. So I think I would have had a little bit better scores had I not wrestled with the fire management part of my smoker. There were several times that it was just really, really bad, and I couldn't figure it out. And sure enough, I just put different charcoal in there, and I didn't. The burn was just 200% better, and I ain't saying that to get free charcoal. I'm saying that because that's the only thing, and I found it'll work in that.
Well, that's where I am with mine and my smoker. I mean, it's just, even the brown bag of the lump charcoal that's in briquette form was a little bigger, and it didn't perform as well as that Ultra 100. Even though it's the same stuff, just different sizes, that smaller size just seems to work better in my smoker. And, you know, I got most people don't like that lump charcoal. That's fine. It goes for different smokers and stuff, but, you know, I know Don and Scott likes brown bags and his water pan cooker, but I'm like, well, you know, you get the things up to 800 degrees, what difference does it make, you know? But
they got some good insulation there, or Scott would burn up his smoker and his trailer as hot as he could.
You're not kidding. And he likes it. Well, that's why I built it. There you go. But no, he's been a great sponsor for us and big help. And I mean, like you said, he's helped you out. But hopefully, you know, he can get you in a Southern Q, be part of the family, and not have to be adopted. I'm sure he's ready and willing. You just say the word. But no, they're great. I mean, they help you out, and all the teams help you out. It's been a really good ride for us. But we look forward to seeing you up there this weekend, Donnie.
All right. Well, safe travels to you.
Same to you, buddy, and be careful, and we'll see you up there Friday.
Yes, sir.
All right,
bye.
Buddy. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that was Donnie Bray from Warren County Pork Choppers, the other team that's tied for first place in the country. Oh, man, it's a big shootout. So I played a Rocky song. It's the Battle of Champions. This is Jim Berg with Killer Bees Barbecue on Barbecue Superstars. Fix and sign off. We would like to thank our sponsors, definitely Royal Oak, Southern Q Smokers. We have Bring 'Em Out Farms on board. We have Butcher Barbecue. We have Wicked Q. We also got Phoenix Printing, Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills, Big Daddy's Bar and Grill. And, you know, we just look forward to having all these sponsors next year. Hopefully we pick up Barbecue Superstore. Rich and Mike, great guys up there. Heard from Donnie. He loves them to death. So, you know, a great, great place to get your barbecue supplies from. And I want to give another shout-out to my two Pine Nation brothers out there. None of them will be competing anymore this year, but I'd like to give a call a shout-out to them. It's great being part of your organization. But anyways, this is Jim Burke from Killer Bees, and we're signing off, and hopefully we'll be on here next Monday night to talk with the winner of the Team of the Year and of Calhoun. If it's one and the same, that'd be great. So, Jim Burke, we'll see you next Monday. Thanks.